This is Lydia Johnson, joined by the 2023 National Proficiency Winner in Beef Production Placement, Amanda Osmondson of the Oakdale FFA Chapter in California. Amanda, just to get started, will you tell us a little bit about your project?
We have around 300 Beefmaster E6 and commercial cattle. Beefmasters are a composite breed between the Hereford, the Shorthorn, and the Brahman. And E6s are the crossbreed between the two, either commercial and a Beefmaster. So pretty much my family started this about 9 years ago, and we've worked really hard to get where we are. My duties specifically include feeding, vaccinating, branding, a lot of the general management stuff. I'm really blessed to have grown up raising cattle just because it's taught me so many more things aside from the production area. We focus on raising herd bulls and donor cows to sell to commercial people or other seed stock breeders. We ship to a lot of places out of state like Florida, Texas, Oregon, and we also sell locally.
You mentioned that you've been doing this your entire life. Do you have an earliest memory in the barn or working cattle?
My earliest memory, I'd say, probably working alongside my dad while he was AIing cows. That's one thing that really stuck with me since that day, and it's really kind of inspired me to go and study kind of the repro route for cattle, just because my dad has kind of started showing me how to AI, and that was a really special moment for me.
What do the day-to-day operations look like with your project?
The day-to-day operations include checking calves for any illnesses, doing daily herd checks, feeding, making sure that the minerals are filled and that the cows are happy, pretty much. Routinely, we do vaccinate every couple months or as needed, but really it's general management. I also milk two cows daily. They are dairy cows, and we use them as recipients for our embryo transfer work, and they also raise any orphan calves that we have. So I'm also in charge of milking those twice daily and feeding any bottle babies that we have.
To dive into those dairy cattle, have you always had those, or is that a newer thing that you've added to the operation?
So that was something that we started around a year ago. My family's always been heavily involved in dairy as well. In terms of semen business. And so my grandpa actually was the one who had the idea of bringing in those dairy cattle. And because they produce gallons and gallons of milk, we're able to have higher quality milk for those calves so that they grow faster and better compared to if they were on powder milk. So that's why we brought them in.
And you mentioned a lot of the day-to-day operations on the farm. Do you have a favorite job or task that you get to do?
I want to say that checking on the calves is my favorite. I'm pretty involved with the calf herd management, and so I just love going out to the pastures and looking at them run around, and they're just so cute.
You've been doing this, you know, your whole life. You've developed tons of skills. What are some of the biggest skills that you've gained and ways you've seen yourself personally grow over the time that you've been involved with your project?
Some of the skills that I've gained are probably a lot of management skills, multitasking. I've also started to learn how to AI, as I mentioned before, so that is something that's going to be really important for me because I want to study embryology and go into that field in the future. So since that is kind of a prerequisite step for embryology, I am already kind of getting my foot in the door, so I'm very excited for that.
With everything you learned with your project, where are you at now in your education, and what are your educational goals?
I am currently a student at Modesto Junior College, and I am one of the beef interns there, so I look after their herd of registered Angus cattle, doing a lot of the general management, but I do have sort of a higher role just because I am one of the two people managing the herd, other than my supervisor. But so I plan on studying there and then hopefully transferring to either Fresno State or Texas A&M and continuing the beef route and continuing my education there.
What advice do you have for other students who are looking to start an SAE in beef production or just to get involved with beef in general?
I would say that the advice that I have is to start with good quality animals and to kind of look around and explore different options to what you have. And really laying the good foundation for a herd is essential to being successful.
Is there anybody that you'd like to thank?
I would like to thank my parents, my grandparents, my advisors, and God especially for this opportunity.
Congratulations on all your success, Amanda, and best of luck in all your future endeavors.
Thank you.
For National FFA, this is Lydia Johnson.